Soccer Saturday, brought to you by Honda. Proud to be the automotive sponsors of Indy 11. By Community Health, dream big, work hard, finish strong. And by Bet Rivers, official sports betting partner of Indy 11. Bet with a winner. Now here's your host, Greg Rakestraw.
Good morning to you, soccer fans. It is Soccer Saturday here on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan. And it is a week that has had, well, a large number of Indy 11 roster transactions, even if only a couple were officially announced. Last week, we had the return of Cam Lindley and the addition of Younes Boudadi, who is scheduled to join the program from Belgium in approximately 20 minutes. His backstory is remarkable. We look forward to sharing that with you and with him on this program for the first time. But two more names were also announced. Yannick Odell, goalkeeper, who spent time with Hartford Athletic this past season. And Gustavo Risi, who played for the Austin Bold in the USL's Western Conference that we didn't see in 2021. And played for Rochester's side in the MLS Next Pro League a year ago. He joins this team as a defender. But it was also then announced as to what players were going to be on the roster returning from last year. So with that, we will share that with you in the next segment of the program. And we will do so with head coach Mark Lowry, who joins this show for the first time in nearly 2 months since the end of the regular season. So Mark Lowry will be on the program, Younes Boudadi will be on the show, and Devin Kerr will be on the show as well. That happens, like, say, once every 2 or 3 months. Of course, Devin is the lead analyst for all things USL Championship on ESPN Plus and the network matches that make their way to ESPN, ESPN2, or ESPN News. But he is also the lead voice for the College Cup, of which the Indiana Hoosiers are playing in the final yet again. We had Todd Yeagley in the program last week, and we illuminated the fact that they have made the quarterfinals in 28 of 50 visits, or 50 seasons of NCAA soccer, which is an insane stat. They have made the College Cup, what I think, 17 times or 22, and they've made the final 17 times. It's insane. Looking for a ninth national championship, a ninth star, because they won last night 2-0, did Indiana, against Pittsburgh. And now they will take on Syracuse Monday night at 6 o'clock. You can see that on ESPNU. Devin Kerr will have the call, and he will talk to us coming up later in the program. And obviously, we will cover a lot of ground with Devin. Duck World Cup, of course, literally, as we were doing this show last week, we were less than 60 minutes away from USA-Netherlands. We were 3 hours away from the end of the American run of the World Cup. So it seems like a lot has transpired in the last 7 days, but it is the first time that we have had the chance to talk about the U.S.'s exit from the World Cup. And if you want to make your thoughts known about it, well, I've got this here phone line you can call at 317-239-1070. You can also tweet to the show as well at Greg Rakestraw, and you can post to the Brickyard Battalion Facebook page. I started a thread a day ago. Your expectations, your thoughts about it. Is Greg Berhalter the right man to be the head coach for the next World Cup cycle? You can, again, post your thoughts there. We will share them in the final segment of the program. Yesterday's matches were, again, completely and totally wonderful. You can talk about upsets like Japan beating Germany or Saudi Arabia beating Argentina. And yes, Germany did not make the, you know, knockout round. You can talk about Morocco eliminating Spain on penalties to become the fourth African nation ever to reach the quarterfinals. But frankly, even though they were the runners-up 4.5 years ago, you can put Croatia beating Brazil in the fashion in which they did up there with the largest upset in the tournament because of the beauty of that Neymar goal, because of the quality of the Brazil side. And then you had the drama of Argentina looked like they were cruising. Netherlands had other ideas. Argentines, though, win in penalties as they move on to the semifinals. Two more matches coming up today. Morocco and Portugal at 10. And then the most heavyweight of the quarterfinal matchups England and France at 2. But obviously all of us in the soccer community are absolutely devastated at the news of Grant Wall's passing a day ago while covering the Argentina-Netherlands match. And much like everyone else in the world of soccer, from those at a global level to even those at a local level like me, we have a story about Grant Wall. And that is the same for me. Grant was kind enough to reach out to me, and yes, he was promoting his book at the time, but we were thrilled to have Grant on this program before the last World Cup, where Grant reached out to me and said, hey, I want to send you a copy of the book, and then I'd love to have you on the program. And Grant was absolutely gracious with his time. So I was thrilled to have Grant on the show 4 years ago, 4.5 years ago at this point, in May of 2018, talking about his book, Masters of Modern Soccer. And it was a tremendous read, just like pretty much everything else that he did from a writing standpoint. And a buddy of mine put this on Twitter, and I thought it was a great way to put it. And you talk about this with soccer Twitter, but you can talk about this in a variety of other avenues and fronts as well. Nothing on Twitter is unified, seemingly. Nobody gets along 100% of the time, barely even 60% of the same ideas, because we're all so fractured these days. But over the course of, say, the last 12 hours, anyone on soccer Twitter is not just passing along their condolences to Grant, his wife Celine, and the extended Wall family, but everybody's telling some sort of story of how kind their interactions with Grant Wall were. And even some guy that is the play-by-play voice of the USL Championship team and a host of a weekly soccer show in Indianapolis can share with you the exact same story. Godspeed, Grant Wall. And obviously there are more details and more investigations that will probably need to take place about this, because of some of the things that have happened in Qatar and some of the reporting that Grant did. It is fair to wonder. It is not right to speculate at this point in time. That will play out over the course of the next few days and weeks. Let's simply take this moment to mourn the loss to the soccer community and the loss of a good man to friends and family across the globe. Godspeed to you, Grant Wall. There's no good way to transition from that to the rest of the show, but that is what we will do. We will take this time out. We'll come back with Mark Lowry, head coach of the Indy 11, as we've got roster news aplenty to talk about, and we'll do that next. Soccer Saturday, 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan.
More do authentic Irish whiskey. May your team be swift and their aim true. And may your whiskey always be Tullamore Dew. Glasses up to responsible drinking. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, 80 proof. Copyright 2015. Imported by William Grant & Sons, Inc., New York, New York.
The cost of healthcare can be intimidating, but with the Pricing Support Center from Community Health Network, you get real people providing real estimates based on your specific healthcare coverage, so you'll know the cost of your care beforehand. Whatever you need, from x-rays to surgery, you can be confident about your health and sure of what it costs. Learn more about Community's Pricing Support Center at ecommunity.com/pricing. Community Health Network. Exceptional care. Simply delivered.
Stand by me.
Happy Honda Days are here with great deals on Honda SUVs and trucks that are in stock now. Buy today and save thousands on Honda trucks and SUVs with 1.9% financing, like the 22 Pilot and 22 Ridgeline, available to take home today with 1.9%. Don't miss Happy Honda Days with 1.9% financing. Search your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. For well-qualified buyers, offer ends 1-3-23.
Place your legal sports bets at BetRivers.com, your new home for sports betting. Millions of betting options a year on the sports you love. We offer live in-game betting on major sporting events worldwide. Tons of bets available during games, from money lines, prop bets, and many more. Use one of our 12 easy deposit methods to get in on the action. And when you win, we offer fast and reliable withdrawals. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at BetRivers.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. 1-800-994-8448.
Rising 15 stories above the city's wholesale district, the Hyatt Place Hyatt House Indianapolis downtown offers a modern and lively setting in the heart of the city, within walking distance to the best attractions, so you can enjoy your downtown experience to the fullest. Stop by the Pivot Bar and Balcony with exclusive outdoor dining and space to host your next private event. Enjoy a relaxing dinner or craft cocktail on the spacious outdoor patio. Call 317-762-2013 for more information and to make your reservation today.
Experience exclusive living at the Olivia Luxury Residences and Shops. From modern high-end finishes to a luxurious amenities center, elevated pool, and aqua lounge, no detail is overlooked in the Olivia Luxury Apartment Residences. Step outside and enjoy great food at Bar Louie, Verde Cantina, Rosie's Cafe, or Sugar Creek Winery. The Olivia is walking distance from the Monon Trail and Carmel's Arts and Design District. Call 317-660-2400 to schedule a tour at the Olivia Apartments today.
Tullamore Dew, authentic Irish whiskey. May your team be swift and their aim true. And may your whiskey always be Tullamore Dew. Glasses up to responsible drinking. Tullamore Dew, Irish whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, 80 proof. Copyright 2015, imported by William Grant & Sons, Inc., New York, New York.
As close as you'll get to the pitch without putting on the cleats. Here's 11 minutes presented by your Central Indiana Honda dealers. Proud to be the automotive sponsors of the Indy 11.
Welcome back. It is Soccer Saturday here on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan. And welcome back indeed. For the first time since the end of the season, it is the head coach of the Indy 11 that joins us now in Mark Lowry. It is good to talk to you again, my friend. Where are you going to describe what these last 8 or 9 weeks have been like for you?
You know, when the season ended, ended a little bit earlier than what I was used to. So there was a couple of weeks there while the playoffs were happening where there wasn't much going on, but kind of once that last game got wrapped up and kind of people around the league knew where they stood, things started to move in terms of, you know, players and ins and outs. So the last few weeks we've done some really good work and we feel like we're in a really good spot going through into the holiday period.
For those that don't know how the league calendar works, the players are basically on 10-month contracts. So February 1st through November the 30th, that is the window in which a player is under contract to a certain team, which is why there was this flood of player activity news, those staying, those going, those on the move, from the middle of last week until this week. So I'm going to ask kind of about each new face that have been announced so far, that being four of them individually. But in terms of the returnees, I'm going to kind of put them in one big group, and you can kind of talk about what you want to. So those that are back from this past year's Indy 11, goalkeeper Tim Trilk, defenders A.J. Cochran, Robbie Dambrot, Meshack Jerome, Jesus Vasquez, and again, Ikris Revalorio, who we saw for the last couple of years on an academy deal, Brian Rebillon, Diego Sanchez, and Alan Torres. Again, Alan was on loan this year with Forward Madison, Solomon Asante, Juan Tejada, and has been the plan all along. Jonas Fjeldberg comes back on loan now from RGV after being there, and that deal was exchanged for, again, Jesus Vasquez at the midway point of last season. So that's a solid core back from last year. What kind of typifies that group that are coming back with year number two for you?
Yeah, I mean, we can break it down to kind of three or four categories, I guess.
Sure.
We've got guys that I bought in kind of halfway through the season. You know, the Jesus Vasquez, the Robbie Dambrots that did fantastic for us, really made a difference. You know, one to Harder in that bracket made a difference and deserved to be here going into the next season, 2023, because they made us better. Everybody saw that. So it's great to have those guys able to continue with us. Then you've got players like Brian Rabala, Meshack Jerome, AJ Cochran, you know, fall into a lot of experience, a lot of quality there. Didn't have their best seasons last year. Brian and Meshack were pretty injured for most of the year.
Yep.
But I know how good they can be. I've won a lot of games with those two on the field. So full faith and trust in them coming back to 2023. Brian just had a baby not too long ago, so he's going to be excited going forward. Meshack's going to have a nice off season where he gets to rest his ankle, which Meshack was carrying the ankle injury since the Orange County game.
Yep.
Which was early in the season. So he'll come back in feeling good. So really happy with that. You got a good group of young players in there. You know, the likes of Diego Sanchez, Alan Torres. We're excited to have Alan back. We thought last year Madison kind of getting out of his comfort zone, being away from home, away from his friends in a pro environment would be really good for him. And he played a lot of good soccer down the back end of the season for Madison. So he's going to come in and compete for a position this year. And that was the plan all along. Diego Sanchez, Chris Revolario, you know, the academy is starting to produce guys for us that we think can get minutes and provide quality minutes for us to help us win games. And you got players like Asante and Jonas Fahlberg. We all know Asante's quality, real leader in the group. So he'll be important for us next year, and he'll be able to have a preseason with us. I think people really underestimate the fact he came in almost halfway through the year. Weren't quite the halfway point, but by the time he got here and got his visa sorted and got fit, all those things, he only had half a season with us, and I think he got 6 assists in half a season.
Right.
So when you look at, I think the league leader of assists was, you know, what, 12, something like that? It was a pretty good haul for Asante in the amount of minutes that he played. So, and then Jonas Fahlberg scored 8 goals last season overall, got 6 RGV, 2 for us. We always play, well, I always play the long-term card. I'm always looking at it. Whenever I do a deal or a transaction, I always think what's best long-term for the club, and didn't want to lose Jonas when we did. But now, as you can see, we have Jonas and Jesus, right? So we have them both here going into next season. So we're really happy with that group that's coming back. It provides a good foundation and lots of options.
Well, to your point, basically Jonas and Solomon, I think, maybe played a couple of matches together at most, because Jonas being loaned out for Vasquez, one of kind of the earlier transactions that you made. How do you see those two specifically, in Solomon and Jonas, playing off each other?
Yeah, I mean, they play similar positions, so we expect them to compete with each other for the position on the outside. Both great dribblers, both direct players, which is what we like. We know Jonas got bags of quality. He would have been our second top goal scorer last season with the 8 goals he got combined with RGV and us. With Stefano on 13, I think maybe Arteaga was next on 5. So you think there's goals in Jonas, there's quality in Jonas. We see the assists that Solomon can bring to the team. So we also know that they can't play every game. It's a long season, so we believe in those two. We've got two quality wide players that will compete with each other for a spot.
All right, let's talk about the new faces. And obviously we'll talk about the returning player, both from here and having played here before first, not to mention the fact he was second team all league. The addition of Cam Lindley, what does that mean for your team?
Leadership quality. Ball possession, chance creation. You know, when you look at all those things that he can provide from a deep lying midfield aspect, it really will allow us to, for our game to look more like I want it to look. There are 3 key positions for how I want to play. It's the goalkeeper, the centre backs, and the 6 in terms of building out with the ball. If those 3 areas have got players in that are comfortable with the ball, their feet, then we can play football. Having Cam in there, he'll come in as our number 6. He can quarterback it for us. He can kind of lead the game, dictate proceedings from in there. He's a great communicator on the field. He's got a great personality. He's a winner. And I love how he plays the game. I love how he approaches the game. I've known Cam for a while, and I tried to get him here last season. He was a guy we spoke to probably this time last year, but it was a little bit too late. He'd already agreed at Colorado. So for them to allow him to come back home, you know, his wishes were to do that. He wanted to be close to family now. So to get him back, it's a win-win for everybody. He's going to be great for us.
All right, so with that, now let's talk about a couple of defenders. Yunus Budadi, coming over from Hartford Athletic. Gustavo Risi, who you saw play for Austin Bold last season, was with the Rochester team in MLS Next Pro. Those are 2 quality defenders to an already deep line in terms of your back 4. Let's talk about the players first. Tell me about Yunus and Gustavo.
Yeah, I mean, well, when you look at both of those, what ultimately stands out is athleticism. Yunus at right back is an incredible athlete. Not many people in the league beat him for pace. And the same with Gustavo at centre back. He arguably could be the fastest centre back in the league, which, you know, they tend to go up against the team, the other opposition's fastest players, right? The wingers and the forwards are the fastest players. To have guys in those positions that can match that is going to be great for us. But the most important thing with that is I'll never sacrifice quality for athleticism. I'll always pick quality first. And those two have that in abundance. They're both great on the ball. They've both got quality. Yunus going forward from the right back position, he's a great 1v1 dribbler, which I think we lacked last year in that position. We get our fullbacks forward a lot. At times, they're going to have to beat their opposition fullback 1v1 on the dribble. Yunus can do that, and he puts a lot of cross in the box. And then Gustavo on the ball. A lot of people will see that Gustavo is equally comfortable right foot and left foot. So to have a centre-back that will be comfortable no matter which way he's getting pressed from, and have the quality to distribute out from the back for us, whether it's in the left or the right, will be fantastic. So those two, very similar in terms of that. Their athleticism and quality combined makes them, I think, top players in this league.
I look at your defensive, and you got 7 defenders listed on your current roster. There will always be more. But I see 6 guys who have played a lot of matches as pros. Your thoughts about the depth you know I have at that position?
Yeah, it's important. One of my kind of personal philosophies, and I don't shout this on the rooftops, is I can win games without forwards. I can't win games without defenders. if you get injuries as up top, well, at least we'll keep a clean sheet and tie 0-0, right?
Yep.
We might make a goal. If we have injuries at the back and we can't put out true defenders, it's very difficult for us to keep a clean sheet. And if you can't keep a clean sheet, you might not win the game. So having the ability to either rest players or who've got a couple of injuries back there, to have players that are playing a lot of minutes in the league still be plugged in, is going to be massive for us. So I like having depth at the back. I've been in situations before where there's been a little bit of an injury issue at the back four and you start putting midfielders back there and wingers are playing fullback and you know, you cross your fingers and your toes and everything, hoping you can hold on because they're just not natural defenders. So to have natural defenders that can play across there is going to be great for us.
All right, first thing now on the goalkeeper. I hope I am saying his name properly. Yannick Odell, how did I do?
I believe that's correct.
Good enough. All right, so now that I've generally gotten somewhere close to his name, think about the decision to bring him in also like Yunus from Hartford Athletic.
Yeah, like I said, the goalkeeper, centre-backs and the 6 are probably the 3 key positions in terms of how I want to play football. Didn't have enough quality last year in those positions, in my opinion, with the feet, with their ability on the ball, composure on the ball. If anybody's seen Yannick play for Hartford, the first thing that stands out is he can ping the ball almost box-to-box. And it's not just a punt. It's a ping of a ball that goes from one area to the other. So his distribution's on a whole other level. His composure on the ball and the pressure when it comes back to him to switch the ball, to distribute it out, he's second to none. He's incredibly aggressive off his line. So if we want to press, the goalkeeper has to do that with us. So if we get beat over the top, then the goalkeeper's got to come out and be aggressive, and he's very aggressive in those situations. So he checks a lot of boxes for us. He's only 24, 25. So he's still got a lot of growing to do, a lot of learning to do. He knows that. He's hungry to get better as a goalkeeper. But I'm excited by that because he's got a few certain intangible qualities that you don't really find in the USL. So I think we're really lucky to have him. And I think he's going to add something to our game this season that not many teams in the USL will have, and that's his ability to distribute the ball from the back. It's very similar to Edison, Man City. The way his distance and accuracy is really second to none.
As we're having this conversation, you got 2 weeks between now and Christmas. Just how active from a transaction standpoint? I think it's 16 players currently on the roster. Last year's usually 20 or 21, then plus academy kids. What are you looking for in terms of just how busy you'll be in terms of signings these next couple of weeks?
Yeah, very. We're looking to get things wrapped up before Christmas with another 2 or 3 pretty big name key position players to come in and make us better. And that was the goal this offseason. We had a list of guys for each position. And the number one most important thing, and this sounds obvious and cliche, but anybody we bring in has to make us better.
Right.
It's not a case of bringing in squad players or depth players, guys we think can do it. You know, we did a lot of that last year, a lot of young pros. Some did really well, some didn't. This year, we're able to kind of look at it with a little bit more of a clean slate, a blank piece of paper, and go, okay, look around the league, what's out there, who's available, all those things, and let's go get guys in that make us exponentially better, 1 through to 11. I believe we'll probably have a little bit of a smaller squad this year. And I say that only because, once again, we don't want to carry anybody that we don't think can help us. So sure. If that means going with 18 or 19, top players will do that as opposed to have 20, 21. And then that quality gets kind of dispersed a little bit. and diluted across the board. So we're looking for quality. We've got a couple more names that we're really close to getting in the door. And I think when people hear who it is and those announcements are made and when we get across the line, it'll be really exciting for everybody.
And when those announcements get made, Mark will be back on the show with us at that time, which might mean he could be here as soon as next Saturday. Before we let you go, this is unique in that you get to have a World Cup you can watch where you're not, you know, actively coaching a team. What's this been like for you the last 2 or 3 weeks?
It's been good. It's been good to kind of pick and choose what games I want to watch, as opposed to, you know, usually it's, well, when my schedule open, can I catch a game? You know, so it's been nice. So saw a lot of good things. It's been a pretty fun World Cup. The game, these quarterfinal games have been great. Yep. I'm looking forward to the semifinals, the finals. I think that the teams that are left in it. A real high-quality team.
That sounds good, my friend. As always, appreciate the time. I know you have been busy, even with that games to coach, these last 2 months. Look forward to having you on again soon. Take care, my friend.
Thanks, Greg.
With that, let's get to a break, and let's meet one of the new members of the Indy 11, Younes Boudadi from Belgium. Not just from there, like literally we're going to call him in Belgium. We'll talk to him next, Soccer Saturday, 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan.
Don't take a chance when buying a used car. Drive Honda certified from your local Honda dealer, where we have 1 to 10-year-old Hondas, protected, certified, warrantied, and backed by Honda. Certified pre-owned Hondas have a 182-point inspection, have been reconditioned with Honda genuine parts by factory-trained technicians. Plus, you get up to a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, roadside assistance, and much more. Only at your local Honda dealer.
At Community Health Network, we know you have a lot to juggle. That's why there's Community MyChart, so you can manage your health on your time. Schedule appointments with your morning coffee. Check your test results during a timeout at the ballgame. Request refills or pay bills while streaming your favorite show. Ask your community provider to sign you up for MyChart today. Learn more at ecommunity.com/MyChart. Community Health Network. Exceptional care. Simply delivered.
Stand by.
For over 60 years, Somerset CPAs and Advisors has been guiding clients through the critical decisions that impact their financial health. They are one of the largest accounting and consulting firms in the Midwest, but always take time to customize their approach for each client, providing in-depth expertise expected from a larger firm with the personal approach of a local practice. Somerset CPAs and Advisors gets to know you and your business. This has allowed them to maintain long-term relationships with clients of all sizes from a variety of industries.
As the highest performing national contractor of excellence, Gaylor Electric offers complete design build electrical construction and 24/7 on demand electrical support. Recognized by many world renowned companies as one of the most forward thinking organizations in the industry, Gaylor Electric delivers consistent excellence in innovation and quality to the customers we serve. Visit Gaylor.com to find out what it's like to rely on Gaylor Electric.
The goal isn't graduation day. The goal is a better every day after. It's the first day in your new career, your first pay raise, the fifth day of that week-long vacation. It's the first paid holiday home with your family, or the day of your last car payment, much sooner than you thought. At Ivy Tech Community College, they don't just care about your degree, they care about your life. Ivy Tech can get you where you want to go. Get started at ivytech.edu. At Johnson Controls, they transform the environments where people live, work, learn, and play. The places and spaces that are the backdrop to the biggest moments in your life. Delivering more efficient workplaces, better patient outcomes, safer learning environments, and enhanced fan and passenger experiences. They provide the building technology, solutions, and expertise to power your mission. Johnson Controls.
That's a way to use your head. It's Soccer Saturday on The Fan, presented by Community Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider of the Indy 11.
Welcome back. It is Soccer Saturday here on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan. And we have made a few international phone calls on this program before. lots of those in the UK to cover Premier League or having so many players from the different nations of the United Kingdom. I don't think we've ever made a phone call to Belgium on the show. We have done that now because, well, we have a gentleman that speaks five languages that now plays for the Indy 11. Clearly, he speaks the language of soccer. He spent the last couple of years with Hartford Athletic, and he's kind enough to join us now. It is Yunus Boudadi. Yunus, welcome to the program and welcome to the Indy 11. How are you today?
Good morning, Greg. Thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
Of
course. How are you?
I'm good. It's 3:30 there. You're 6 hours in front of us, correct?
6 hours ahead, exactly.
All right, so, again, your background is remarkable. Born in Belgium, but you represent Morocco, or at least have done so at a youth level. So, obviously, you and I are having this conversation 30 minutes out before Morocco plays a World Cup quarterfinal. So, let's start with that. What has that been like to watch their run in this tournament?
Well, it's great because, you know, it's been a long time that they have been able to make a run, or at least it's the first time they're in the quarterfinals. And at the time when I was playing my, my tournaments and with the youth national teams, there's a player, Soufiane Amrabat, that I was close with at the time, who is now playing with the first team in the World Cup. So it's great. He's doing, you know, he's one of the pioneers in that team. So I'm definitely following it closely.
Were you rooting for like both Morocco and Belgium as the tournament went on? Where do your loyalties lie, I guess, on that subject?
Well, they were both in the group, so I was hoping
that's
on
right.
That they were both going through when they were playing against each other. I had a lot of people asking me who I was rooting for. But, at the time, I wanted both of them to go through, and they made it a little easier for me with Belgium being eliminated, so I didn't have to choose anymore.
All right, so growing up in Belgium, and this is not exactly an uncommon tale, so many players from across the globe end up playing college soccer. How did that process work out for you? You went to Boston College for 2 years, then 2 years at Creighton. How did you make that transition from Belgium to the States?
Well, I played academy football in Belgium for 13 years, and I was 20 years old at the time, and I wanted to pursue a degree after I was done with my high school. And I think the best country to do that was the United States for me at the time, to be able to combine playing soccer at a high level, but also getting a degree. So that was the main goal. And then after 2 years of Boston College, I knew I could get out of it. So I went to Creighton University, where I felt I had a bigger chance of joining the professional ranks. So I did 2 years at Creighton University and got my degree there. So it worked out.
All right, settle something for me for this, because frankly, I'm going to need to understand this pronunciation by the time the regular season rolls around. And unfortunately, there was this great restaurant and bar in Indy that I referred to as Bruges. You played for club, what I would say, Bruges. I've also heard others say Brugge. So please enlighten me on the proper pronunciation of where you played your youth soccer.
In Dutch, we say Club Brugge, not Bruges. That's the English pronunciation. But, you know, I'm in the United States, so, I'll go with Bruges.
Well, you know, no. I want to say it how you would say it. So Brugge is how you would say it?
Brugge.
Okay. The club part, you say that, yeah. You say that so fast, I can't even, you know, comprehend that. So, again, I was going to tell you, this is the place where I watched the 2006 World Cup. Unfortunately, it closed a few years ago. That's where I was going to take you when you came to town. I got to find another Belgian spot. I'm sure I will do that. All right. So, last 2 years with Hartford Athletic, this is about to be your fourth year as a professional soccer player. What was it about the Indy 11 opportunity that appealed to you so much?
Well, there's a couple of things, you know. Obviously, Coach Lowry is building a project in Indy, and from the moment I knew I could be a part of that, I didn't think too much about it. I've heard only good things about players that were Indy before. I've played at Indy myself, and you know their fan base is great. It's a great place to live, so only positives, you know. So for me, it was really a no-brainer when I knew there was interest from Indy 11.
Obviously, Yannick Odell is going to be making the jump along with you. Goalkeeper for you guys in Hartford last year. What should fans expect from him as well?
He's great. You know, we're both European, so we connected in that aspect at Hartford. And he came mid-season, but he was great for us. He came in and earned a starting spot right away. He's great with his feet, great shot stopper, great guy too. So I'm sure the Indy 11 organization and fans will be very happy with him as well.
Again, Yunus Boudadi, our guest here on Soccer Saturday on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan. So I explained this concept earlier in the program, that the way USL contracts work It is a 10-month contract. You are basically knowing that training camp is going to start at some point around February the 1st, under contract for them or the 30th. So a lot of guys do a decent amount of travel in the months of December and January. Obviously, for you, that means you're going home back to Belgium. Any place else that you're checking out in these 2 months before you come back stateside and come to Indy for the first time on a full-time basis?
Not this year. Last year, I was kind of a world traveler. After the season was done, I did a lot of trips. But this year, I decided to just go home and wind down after a long season and then prepare for the next preseason. This year it's just Belgium. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's always nice to be home as well.
All right, now I have to ask, okay, where all did you go last year?
Last year I went to New York, to Dallas, to Mexico, and then I ended up going to Belgium after that. But that was a fun trip. You know, now it's just Belgium.
And just how much easier is it to travel this off season compared to what you've dealt with the last couple, you know, being here in the States during the COVID pandemic?
During the COVID pandemic, I didn't really go home. I was in the States for 2 years. And then once everything settled down a little bit more, I was able to go home after that season. But for most of the time, I was in the U.S. With the COVID pandemic, so I didn't really experience the full lockdowns when that was going on in Europe.
All right, so a couple quick things, and then we'll let you go. Most of us have trouble speaking one language. That's English. You speak five. How often
I've read five. It's four, but, you know, right. I'd wish there was a fifth.
All right, so whoever updated your Wikipedia page, edit it, get it down to four. Four is still three more languages than I speak on a regular basis. So clearly we're using English now. What else are you using on a regular basis?
Dutch, a lot at home. I have a lot of people that, you know, I played with that speak French, so French as well. And then we have a language called Flemish.
It's, yep.
It stems from Dutch, so Dutch is the official language from Holland, but we're so small that Belgium kind of, it's a sort of dialect that stems from Dutch, so Flemish is something I use a lot with my friends.
All right, so I'll limit that. Again, I'm taking notes for the broadcaster. This is good to know. All right, four instead of five to make sure I say that correctly. Well, I know enough to say bon chance in terms of good luck, in terms of the next couple of months of travel before you make your way back to Indianapolis. And final thing before we let you go this morning, obviously, we talked about, you know, wanting to play for Mark Lowry and the talent that is here and playing in front of the fans. In terms of the city of Indianapolis, what are you looking forward to the most about checking out and living here, hopefully, for years to come?
I've only been to Indianapolis once, so I haven't really had a feeling of, what the good spots are around there. But I've only heard good things about it, so I can't wait to start exploring and trying new spots. It'll be my home for next year and then hopefully for a longer time. So, I can't wait to get out there, see all the different sports teams. You know, I know there's an NBA team, NFL team, hockey team. So, supporting the other sports teams, seeing all the nice spots around.
It sounds like a great plan. Eunice, we'll let you go. Buddy, thanks for the time on a long distance away. Pleasure to meet you over the phone. Looking to meet you in person when you come back stateside in 2023. Thanks for the time this morning or this afternoon. We greatly appreciate it.
Sounds good. Can't wait. Appreciate it for having me on.
You got it. Yeah. Eunice Boudadi, again, kind enough to join us here on Soccer Saturday from Belgium here on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan. We'll go not to another guest from Indianapolis, but a little closer to home, as in Cary, North Carolina, where he is getting ready to call the College Cup featuring the Indiana Hoosiers in the final. Devin Kerr next. Soccer Saturday, 93.5, 107.5 The Fan.
More Dew, authentic Irish whiskey. May your team be swift and their aim true. And may your whiskey always be Tullamore Dew. Glasses up to responsible drinking. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, 80 proof. Copyright 2015. Imported by William Grant & Sons, Inc., New York, New York.
Indy 11 is teaming up with official apparel partner Puma to help you only see great. Great can be anywhere. It's the promise you make to yourself to never look back and never back down. The Spectra Pack from Puma embraces greatness with brilliant graphics inspired by bands of refracted color. Create moments that give meaning to the sport, from the club season to the finals of international championships. Look around you, look inside you, and only see great. The Spectra Pack is available now on soccer.com.
Happy Honda Days are here with great deals on Honda SUVs and trucks that are in stock now. Buy today and save thousands on Honda trucks and SUVs with 1.9% financing, like the 22 Pilot and 22 Ridgeline, available to take home today with 1.9%. Don't miss Happy Honda Days with 1.9% financing. Search your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. For well-qualified buyers, offer ends 1/3/23.
Save a Spot from Community Health Network makes it easy to find the closest MedCheck location, see up-to-date wait times, and get text reminders, all from your phone or computer. So even if you sprain your ankle in the morning, you can still keep your dinner plans that night. Don't put your life on hold. Use mobile scheduling and make your way into a community MedCheck. Visit ecommunity.com/saveaspot to learn more. Community Health Network. Exceptional care. Simply delivered.
Stand by.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Experience exclusive living at the Olivia Luxury Residences and Shops. From modern high-end finishes to a luxurious amenities center, elevated pool, and aqua lounge, no detail is overlooked in the Olivia Luxury Apartment Residences. Step outside and enjoy great food at Bar Louie, Verde Cantina, Rosie's Cafe, or Sugar Creek Winery. The Olivia is walking distance from the Monon Trail and Carmel's Arts and Design District. Call 317-660-2400 to schedule a tour at the Olivia Apartments today.
Tullamore Dew, authentic Irish whiskey. May your team be swift and their aim true. And may your whiskey always be Tullamore Dew. Glasses up to responsible drinking. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, 80 proof. Copyright 2015, imported by William Grant & Sons, Inc., New York, New York.
Use your head. It's Soccer Saturday on The Fan.
Rolling along on Soccer Saturday on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan. A familiar voice to Indy 11 fans and obviously on this radio program because, say, from March through October, I'm on two or three times to talk all things USL Championship. It's also become a habit that we have him on at this time of the year to talk about the College Cup because IU's always making the national championship game. Like, literally in one-third of their seasons, they have now played for a national championship. They'll do so on Monday night against the third seed, yet first-time participants in Syracuse. It's our buddy Devin Kerr who has time on a Saturday morning for us. Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well, brother. I'm doing well. I joked with Todd Yeagley when we showed up for the presser the day before, you know, get an opportunity to talk the game, and gives me big hugs. It's great to see you. I said, oh, yeah, just popped over from some local real estate that your family purchased, because apparently you couldn't sit on a cot anymore in the back. Had to get your own place 44% of the time, dude. 44% of the time that this team has stepped on the field for a collegiate season, they end up in the Final Four. Astronomic numbers from IU.
What impressed you from what you saw a night ago?
You know, the biggest thing that I've been impressed with, it's not just last night, to be honest, it's the whole season. It's their ability as a university to change in the best of ways. I talked a little bit about it on air. When you look at this team over the years, yes, talented, but different every single year. I asked Todd about, you know, what would be the difference between winning it as a player or winning it, you know, a decade ago in 2012. And he said, it's very difficult to compare because things are so different. And, you know, you take a look at that 2018 team, for instance, the guys that were on that team, and I'm not taking anything away from the talent of this team, but they were just littered with pros. Trey Muse, Timmy Mell, Jack Mayer, Justin Renix, Griffin Dorsey, Andrew Gutman, Joe Schmidt, Reese Buckmaster. That's me rolling through about 10 guys off the top of my right. head and not doing the squad justice. This team's not like that. They're built different. They're prototypical old school Indiana. They're just going to outwork you. And we saw that last night. There's always going to be one special moment from the Hoosiers. They just happened to get two in the first half, and they walked away the victor.
Who are the guys of that group that you are most likely to be calling their games in the USL Championship, if not a level above in the near future?
Tommy Mihalik, level above. First one right there. Let's get that out of the way. Kids, he's incredible. In terms of overall skill level, that's probably the most talented player on the team. I would say, behind him defensively. You'll definitely see Daniel Muni, you know, two-time Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. Shocked, by the way, that's the only time a Hoosier player has repeated. Didn't know that. Joey Mayer, another good one, you know, pro aspirations for sure. Sam Sarver, for me, is kind of a wild card. Not super tall, not super big, 5'9", sophomore, but a Columbus Crew Academy guy who, you know, the gist about him has always been what's going to be his best striking partnership up top. That's when you talk to Todd Yeagley or Danny O'Rourke or, you know, Robeson, they always wanted to try and find him his best complement. Well, they didn't really have to this year. The way that they play with a false nine. Even when they play with a second striker up top in Gumbali, Sam's just this wild card, man. He's all over the place, and I really, really like him. Not necessarily sure he's going to be a striker at the next level, but I could see him continue to craft his game, move to the exterior of the field into, you know, top of a 4-3-3, outside winger in a 4-2-3-1, pile up some of that skill set and definitely make the jump to the professional ranks.
The historical, you know, bar at goalkeeper is set high when you have like a former U.S. men's national teamer in Jurgen Sommer that has played goalkeeper for the program. The recent bar is set ridiculously high with the guy you said in Trey Muse and obviously what Roman Celentano did in his first year in Major League Soccer as last year's number two pick in the Super Draft. JT Harms, what he did last night, what he's done this season to win the job, and thoughts on what the future looks like for JT.
So, love him as a goalkeeper, good person. A lot bigger in person, by the way, than what you see on camera. Usually the camera adds 10 pounds, right? You flip it. But he's bigger in person. You know, what I really took away from the scouting on him, watching him, he always makes big saves, number one. He's not necessarily asked to make a ton of saves, but he makes big saves. But it's actually in the scout from his coaches. And a lot of times you'll hear stuff from coaches that we don't necessarily agree with. That doesn't mean that they're wrong. It just means we have a different viewpoint. That's the greatest thing about the beautiful game, right? I can say black, you can say white, and we can meet somewhere in the middle and enjoy this game. But for JT Harms, they talked about his positioning and how it related to his predecessors. So Trey Muse, yes. Roman Celentano, absolutely. But they actually went on record and said that JT Harms positionally is better than these guys. You know, Roman had to grow into this commanding presence to take control. That was something that Trey Muse had such good qualities in. He was always in control, directing the guys on the back line. And the way that they played, he had to be, right? Andrew Grootman basically got to go anywhere that he wanted to. When Roman came in, Roman had to find that within his game. But the physical traits he always had. Positionally, though, it's JT and the big saves that he has to make, he's only capable of because he's got such a good high Q, centering himself, making sure that when the ball is coming his direction, he's not scrambling. He makes these crazy big saves look really simplistic in nature if you watch him. And more so, it's not just the collection, it's the spills. That's what I really like to enjoy from him because you don't really take into the art of a goalkeeper when he can't get his hands on the ball and collect it, where that ball's going to go. It's just like a clearance from the back line. If you want to clear a ball and you're coming off, right down the middle is the worst place to be. We saw that last night. It's not a knock on Van der Sar, but he overjumped the ball. Such a good save. And the deflection came back towards the middle, which allowed Wittenbrink to get to it. JT Harms doesn't really spill opportunities like that. He's been the starter for 8 games in a row now, 5 of which had ended up in shutouts. And in case people have lived under a rock for the past month or so, IU has gone 360 minutes in this tournament and have not conceded a goal.
It's kind of typical for what IU tends to do. All right, 18 months ago, Indiana was in this same position, lost to Marshall in extra time on a golden goal. Give me the scouting report on what they should expect from Syracuse again. First time in the final, but the number 3 overall national seed. What makes the Orange good enough to get to this level and potentially win a championship?
They're very, very good. You know, since they went on the road against Clemson and beat them, I've looked at them as definitely one of the top teams in college soccer with the expectation that they should be at this point. 2 strikers up top are incredible. Levante Johnson and Nathaniel Opoku, both transfers, both first-year guys, but age underneath them and wisdom. All Americans as well, first team for Johnson, third team for Opoku. They now have, let's carry the one, 21 goals. Had to do the quick math there. but 21 goals between the two of them. In 24 games, they actually share the team lead in assists at 7-7. So not only can they stretch the game up top and have a big physical presence, really good vision. So they're willing to slow the game down and dish it off to the late trailing runs. They didn't have to do that on the game-winning goal. Underneath, Anfernee Sinclair locks down the middle. He's the captain, former World Cup captain for the Costa Rican U-17s. He's the current starter for the U-20s. Statistically, not going to pile everything up, but kind of cleans everything up on the inside. I like Giorgio Kaczewski. He's a New York native, a lot of speed within him. They're transitional for sure. But the biggest difference for me, and when we saw this in the game last night, is transitionally they're willing to go long against Creighton, but they're willing to slow it down as well. They want the ball. They do not do well sitting back and absorbing pressure. Ian McIntyre admits that. He says, listen, we have to take it to them. We've done it all season long. We're not all of a sudden going to change because the number one attacking team in the nation, Creighton, is going to be, you know, shooting balls down the other direction and Duncan McGuire is going to be running at us. It took them 30 minutes to figure out how to do that. But finally, they work themselves in and they get a goal. I would like to continue to see from IU what we saw last night and the fighting spirit, more importantly, on the top end. Now, we saw it from Sam Sarver. Gumbali had a little bit of an issue in this game. They've started him more recently. Again, you're either going to play two up top or Mahalik underneath. If it's not Mahalik, you're looking for more of a stretching and combative presence up top. We didn't really get that from Gumbali. Second half, yes. But they're always sitting on a two-goal lead. When you're matched up two strikers against a three-back, you got to challenge them. You have to make them work for every single ball coming off the back line and every 50-50. You cannot let them have possession of the ball. The second that they win the midfield, they start to stretch you and break you down, and that's where they're the most lethal.
I'll warn you, my friend, I have a minute for this. The Indy 11 moves announced so far: Cam Lindley, Gustavo Risi, Yunus Boudadi, Yannick Odell. What should fans expect from that quadrant of new Indy 11 players here in Central Indiana?
Love Cam, one of my favorite players in the entire USL Championship. Difference maker from deep lying in the midfield, 40, 50-yard balls to stretch. We've seen it at every stop that he's been at. Boudadi, watch him on the outside. Can play a little bit of center back in a three as well, but you like him in the four, outside back spot, pushing high. Wouldn't be surprised to see Mark Lowry try and move into the midfield, depending on how camp goes. Good speed, good vision, excellent on set pieces.
Okay, now you got 45 seconds. You got 2 days off. What are you doing?
Oh, man, we're going to tell everybody the itinerary?
No, you don't have to. I'm just saying, I know your schedule. You rarely have two days off. What are you doing?
So normally I spend them lonesome. I got a bit fortunate. My wife actually flew up last night.
Hey!
Yeah, so she's kind enough to come and spend a day with me. We're going to go bounce around Cary and Raleigh, some festivals here. I've also got some other family in town, my cousin. Haven't seen her in a little while. So I'm sure I'll eventually make my way to a local watering hole. Not going to watch the morning game, spend some time with family, but 2 o'clock, an adult beverage, watch the England-France game, and then get back to work tonight.
Where normally you spend time with a guy that looks like Mike Watts, so I'm just happy for you for upgrading on that front, if nothing else.
Leave my boy alone. That's my guy.
I'd say the same thing about you to him, and you know it. Buddy, it is good to have you on the program. I look forward to listening to you on the call on Monday night. Thanks, my friend.
Always a pleasure, buddy. Good luck.
Take care. Devin Kerr again, lead analyst for the USL Championship, and he and Dalen Cuff will have the call of IU Syracuse College Cup Championship, ESPNU, 6 o'clock Monday night. Break, wrap, final thoughts after this. Soccer Saturday, 93.5, 107.5, The Fan.
Do you have the right financial advisor to help you reach your goals? Ameriprise Advisors can create a personalized, goal-based plan to help you prepare for whatever life brings, so you can feel more confident about your financial future. Call Impact Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, today at 317-208-2688, 317-208-2688. Office is at 8945 North Meridian Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46260. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Don't take a chance when buying a used car. Drive Honda certified from your local Honda dealer, where we have 1 to 10-year-old Hondas, protected, certified, warrantied, and backed by Honda. Certified pre-owned Hondas have a 182-point inspection, have been reconditioned with Honda genuine parts by factory-trained technicians. Plus, you get up to a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, roadside assistance, and much more. Only at your local Honda dealer.
The cost of healthcare can be intimidating, but with the Pricing Support Center from Community Health Network, you get real people providing real estimates based on your specific healthcare coverage, so you'll know the cost of your care beforehand. Whatever you need, from x-rays to surgery, you can be confident about your health and sure of what it costs. Learn more about Community's Pricing Support Center at ecommunity.com/pricing. Community Health Network. Exceptional care. Simply delivered. Stand by me.
Experience exclusive living at the Olivia Luxury Residences and Shops. From modern high-end finishes to a luxurious amenities center, elevated pool, and aqua lounge, no detail is overlooked in the Olivia Luxury Apartment Residences. Step outside and enjoy great food at Bar Louie, Verde Cantina, Rosie's Cafe, or Sugar Creek Winery. The Olivia is walking distance from the Monon Trail and Carmel's Arts and Design District. Call 317-660-2400 to schedule a tour at the Olivia Apartments today.
Who appreciates the value of an Ivy Tech Community College associate degree? It starts with more than 20 Indiana colleges and universities who have partnered with Ivy Tech in a guaranteed admissions program. Or the 70,000 students who earn college credit while still in high school. Or the more than 1,500 nurses who launch their careers from Ivy Tech each year. But the real value lies in the better life an Ivy Tech degree makes possible. Ivy Tech is your pathway to a better tomorrow. Get started today at ivytech.edu.
Rising 15 stories above the city's wholesale district, the Hyatt Place Hyatt House Indianapolis downtown offers a modern and lively setting in the heart of the city, within walking distance to the best attractions, so you can enjoy your downtown experience to the fullest. Stop by the Pivot Bar and Balcony with exclusive outdoor dining and space to host your next private event. Enjoy a relaxing dinner or craft cocktail on the spacious outdoor patio. Call 317-762-2013 for more information and to make your reservation today.
That's a way to use your head. It's Soccer Saturday on The Fan.
Thank you so much to our producer, Brad Huber, filling in for Eddie Garrison today. Thank you to our three tremendous guests, Mark Lowry, Eunice Budotti, and Devin Kerr. You know, during the World Cup, it's been kind of more of me interacting with you, and obviously there's still a lot of ground to cover in the World Cup, but not really the time for that same level of interaction. We'll try to bring that back on the show next week. Quick point of reference, as normal, using the air quotes, as this show ever is, our last normal show for the year is next weekend, because then we will have a bit of a World Cup update, Premier League update, but largely our best 11 moments of 2022 will come your way on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. Thank you for listening. Godspeed, Grant Wall. We all will miss you terribly. Thank you for your contribution to our sport. We return next week for more Soccer Saturday.
Happy Honda Days are here with great deals on Honda SUVs and trucks that are in stock now. Buy today and save thousands on Honda trucks and SUVs with 1.9% financing, like the 22 Pilot and 22 Ridgeline, available to take home today with 1.9%. Don't miss Happy Honda Days with 1.9% financing. Search your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. For well-qualified buyers, offer ends 1/3/23.
Experience exclusive living at the Olivia Luxury Residences and Shops. From modern high-end finishes to a luxurious amenities center, elevated pool, and aqua lounge, no detail is overlooked in the Olivia Luxury Apartment Residences. Step outside and enjoy great food at Bar Louie, Verde Cantina, Rosie's Cafe, or Sugar Creek Winery. The Olivia is walking distance from the Monon Trail and Carmel's Arts and Design District. Call 317-660-2400 to schedule a tour at the Olivia Apartments today.
Head to Court Furniture Clearance Center for up to 70% off new retail prices. Stock is updated regularly, so you never know what kind of treasures you'll find. They offer a wide variety of stylish furniture for any budget, and every piece is court certified, so you can let your personality show in every room. Mention Radio 20 and get 20% off any item in the store near I-65 and Lafayette Road. Online at court.com. Refresh your home with stylish finds from Court Furniture Clearance Center.
At Community Health Network, we know you have a lot to juggle. That's why there's Community MyChart, so you can manage your health on your time. Schedule appointments with your morning coffee. Check your test results during a timeout at the ballgame. Request refills or pay bills while streaming your favorite show. Ask your community provider to sign you up for MyChart today. Learn more at ecommunity.com/MyChart. Community Health Network. Exceptional care. Simply delivered.
Stand by me.
The goal isn't graduation day. The goal is a better every day after.
It's the first day in your new career, your first pay raise, the fifth day of that week-long vacation. It's the first paid holiday home with your family, or the day of your last car payment, much sooner than you thought. At Ivy Tech Community College, they don't just care about your degree, they care about your life. Ivy Tech can get you where you want to go. Get started at ivytech.edu. At Johnson Controls, they transform the environments where people live, work, learn, and play. The places and spaces that are the backdrop to the biggest moments in your life. Delivering more efficient workplaces, better patient outcomes, safer learning environments, and enhanced fan and passenger experiences. They provide the building technology, solutions, and expertise to power your mission. Johnson Controls.
Thanks for listening to Soccer Saturday, brought to you by Honda, proud to be the automotive sponsors of Indy 11, by Community Health, dream big, work hard, finish strong, and by Bet Rivers, official sports betting partner of Indy 11. Bet with a winner. For more information, log on to 1075thefan.com or Indy11.com.